Welcome back to Redeem the Commute on this Tuesday. We're looking in these first few weeks of our daily challenges at the Sermon on the Mount. It's in the book of Matthew. It's a time that Jesus taught in great depth what it meant to be part of his kingdom. And he started it out with a few sayings that all started with blessed are. That's why they're called the Beatitudes. Today we're looking at the one where Jesus says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. This is the fifth Beatitude, and that's relevant because these Beatitudes aren't just isolated little sayings, but part of a progression. The first one says, blessed are the poor in spirit. The second, blessed are those who mourn. Third, blessed are the meek. And then fourth, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Before we get to today's Beatitude, blessed are the merciful. Here's a way to understand that progression. The first characteristic of God's kingdom and those who wish to live in God's kingdom is that it's populated by people who know they are spiritually poor. They mourn having become spiritually poor because of their sin, their rebellion against God. They're meek enough to know that they can do nothing about it themselves, but instead they hunger and thirst for things to be put right, for God's righteousness. With blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy, we see a bit of a shift. We see that hunger and thirst for righteousness being put into action as a consequence of all that's gone before. Jesus says, oh, you're passionate about God's kingdom? You're hungry for the kind of world I'm describing? Well, show me. Be merciful to someone else because I intend to be merciful to you. It's a turning point. Jesus has gone from describing our changing attitudes to our changing actions. Showing mercy is risky. Jesus showed mercy to the whole world, dying on the cross, and that was not without pain. Merciful people are sometimes seen as soft, compromising, or even dangerous. We're going to explore this idea of mercy in more depth tomorrow, but we have a question for you to consider, either alone or with a group, or maybe you could start a group with people you know. And our question is, what risks have you taken to show mercy to others? And what kind of risks have others taken to show mercy to you? Have a good discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.